and now open in Breckenridge Village. Check out current promotions at flywaybrewing.com. Flyway Brewing, follow the migration. We encourage you to wet your beak responsibly.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
All right, 9:06 on this Thursday, July 9th. Great to have Steve Qualls in the studio, brought to you by Design Lab. Steve has done all of our Morning Mayhem t-shirts, hats, now mugs, coffee mugs, and all those things will be online, right? The coffee mugs will be online in about 10 days.
Yeah, and I've got a couple other things that we're going to bring out hopefully next week.
And if you don't know, you know, he does stuff for us, but you do stuff for Oaklawn. I mean, you do, you know, the signage, stuff on the door hangers. I mean, you do about anything that can be printed.
If it can be logoed, we probably do it.
Yeah, you've been doing it for how many years?
I'll be 31 in August 1st.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
that's
you actually
salty.
At Oaklawn, you do. Yeah, Oaklawn.
31 years to be an overnight success.
You do diggity diggities.
What's the thing called the horses that you do for them?
Oh, the stakes blankets.
And what is that? What, for those who don't know.
Well, every time Oaklawn has a stakes race, they present a custom blanket, and we have all the information
for the winner
and the time, the day. And the
you
year.
Do this for all the state races?
Yeah, so they do
very
it.
Nice.
I think we did 60. I think they had right at 60 stakes races this year.
Is that right? Is mm-hmm. that the minute? Good
yeah.
Lord. But anyway, what's your website?
DesignLabLRA.
So when you're getting quotes from other companies,
sure.
Make sure it includes
Steve. We'd love the opportunity to work
the best
you.
Part that Steve does, Raj, that is customer service. I mean, nobody's going to give you customer
service.
Well,
we're not the cheapest. We aren't going to be the cheapest, but we're going to give you great service. We're going to get you what you need when you need it, and that's the name of the game.
He is our NASCAR correspondent slash contributor.
He's in good, baby, Baba.
He's going with us to Atlanta this weekend for the
so
NASCAR
excited.
Race.
So excited.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be smoking the Bandit all the way over to Mena this afternoon.
Yeah.
So what troop is it, Raj?
Troop K.
Going to Mena? Well, Troop K is south.
K. Well, Troop K, we got to go through Hot Springs.
No, yeah, but on the other
Troop
side.
K covers. Garland County and Montgomery County are Troop K.
There's no way K goes all the way to Mena.
Well, it does.
Does it?
We caught him over in rural Grant County.
Yeah, but that can't be that far. That's way too far.
It covers it all. It's the most biggest
thing. I will challenge you on that.
Somebody. We'll challenge it.
I will challenge you.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to yell. Hey, Benedict Christian.
Yes.
I cannot find that spot that I asked you to cut of him. I don't know what it's under. You remember
Christian
where it was
has found, yeah, show? Christian has found three of
Christian,
the...
What Christian has done is treason.
Christian, what Christian has done is be a producer.
Christian has found, let me finish, Christian I'm has sorry. Found three of the most classic Roger clips in the history of this station over 20, not quite 20 years, 16, 17 years. Three of the greatest clips that we played the most, and they could have been lost. Could have been lost if not for the effort of Christian Weaver. Good job, Christian.
Could have been.
Where do you want it, Rog?
I would like it on...
Wow, you find it that quick?
Yeah, I couldn't find it underneath anything good. Put it on today's show page and put it where... Queen, Yourself Alive, Keep Yourself Alive Queen song is, but do not get rid of this or this.
Say I did this. Put this off.
Yeah.
Edit it. It could look something like that, couldn't it? Yeah, I guess so. Why? Because that. Standing over there.
That's the greatest line ever.
What an asset you are to our show.
There it is. Oh,
there it is. There you, it is. One more time, let me hear that.
What an asset you are to our show.
Steve, let me go ahead and say this right now to you officially.
What an asset you are to our show.
Yeah, we got to get tomorrow. We got to get to Christian to edit it out of there.
Well, can you?
I don't know if we can.
Well, we just need him to say it again. What an asset. Do it. Say it right now. What an asset you are to our show.
What an asset you are to our show.
That's what now we go. Now that's what we say to Steve. Steve Qualls.
That's exactly what
listen,
we do.
You better
but
take.
What you don't what's cut out is I was talking about the wizard.
I know.
That's right.
So listen, he might need that. Me and the wizard might sit down afterwards and add another one with his name.
You have been doing shirts for us for quite a while.
Before you knew him, he was doing
church. Yeah, you've been an asset to our team.
Well, I was wearing Morning Mayhem shirts before you knew who he was. And then how many did we give away?
At Mainline?
1,000.
1,000.
We're not quite to there yet.
22.
20, yes. Exactly.
This year we'll be doing the 1,037 shirt giveaways
and
here.
And that one, does that one have a golden ticket? Do we have a golden ticket shirt?
Might be in a frame.
Yeah!
Shadowbox.
Right. Oh, my gosh!
Roger, we've got to play a little fact or crap, if you would like to do that, please. We need a contestant. And is this for the mug? Is this for the first Morning Mayhem mug?
For the first Morning
Mayhem mug.
Courtesy
of Design Lab?
Do it!
Now, here's the deal. They've got to come here to get it.
They've got to come to the station.
We can't ship it from here.
We're not shipping. He said shipping.
Is it fact or is it crap? You decide. Fact or crap is brought to you by Arkansas Municipal Equipment. Founded by Daniel and Vanessa Ellison over 10 years ago. They specialize in refuse sweeper and recycle equipment. Find out more at ametrucks.com.
All right, let's get a contestant. Let's
see. Sure, we'll take it hot, Christian. No biggie. Hello, who's this?
This is JT in Benton.
JT, now you've won recently, haven't you?
No. Well, it was a couple of months ago. I'll wait out. Let somebody else play.
No. Hold on.
If it's been a couple months,
wow,
you're good.
He's so honest.
You're good.
Well, listen, all I'm asking. Because, you know, we lost one guy on here before, JT, not you. We lost one guy on here because every single day this one person would call. And I just said, can we not give we've got to give everybody else a chance. Now, that didn't mean stop calling.
Yeah.
But he got upset. He unfriended me on Facebook. And guess what? He was a pseudo-preacher. So, I mean, can you believe it? I just want everybody to have an opportunity to win. But if you haven't won anything in 30 days.
For those that do not know, there is a rule. You can't win multiple things within a month. So
it's our rule.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's our rule. Yeah, that's what I knew that. But
that's okay.
Yeah, if I can play.
You're playing then.
This is JT. Is that right, Raj?
Yeah, all right.
He's excited about that. All right, here we go. So I'm going to give you some information, and I'm going to ask you whether it's fact or crap. But first, before you give us your answer, we're going to get Steve Qualls' response, Christian Weaver's, and Roger Scott's. Are you ready to play?
Okay.
Do you know what you're playing for, JT?
Well, is it a cup?
It is more than a cup.
Mug.
It is the first Morning Mayhem
mug.
Yes.
A mug of happiness? Oh, wow.
And Roger,
endless happiness.
And Roger, maybe a collector's mug. We don't even know.
It could be.
It's one of four
now. The good part, part for me is that Joe Klein is right-handed, and he said he uses coffee cups. He has a couple that he keeps, and that's going to be in rotation.
Oh,
He will be using my hand. He will see your face. When he picks it up.
He will drink coffee by his own hand.
Wow.
Oh, best listener award.
I know.
Did we just lose JK?
We want to thank Arkansas Municipal Equipment, Daniel and Vanessa Ellison, for this. All right, here we go. First, we're going to start off. In the United States, speaking of just states in general, Louisiana has the most people speaking French. Of all the states in America. Fact or crap? We'll start with Christian.
Man.
I'm waiting for the wizard.
I mean, you would think with their French heritage fact, but I'm going to go crap.
All right. We'll go with Steve next.
I'm going crap because Christian's smart.
I have no clue. It's a guess.
Wow, that's amazing. Christian has it. He knows every answer. Roger, what do you think? Is it fact or crap?
I base a lot of this on my knowledge and the fact that I know people like Tiger Bait, who mostly speak jackass, is what they are. So I'm going to say this is because we did buy it from La France Avant. That is a fact. State the question again.
So the question is, talking about United States, different states, Louisiana has the most people speaking French.
Exactly.
Percentage.
I'm saying it's a fact, and also remember, they don't live in counties. They have parishes.
So, JT, they are not sure about this. They're going what they think. So, are you?
I said 100%.
Well, I lived in there. I lived in Louisiana to go to graduate school, but I never French speaker, so I'll say fact.
So the question was, does Louisiana have the most people speaking French of all the states in the country? That is?
Yeah.
Crap. It is crap.
Is it somewhere close to Canada?
So you're gonna down here this one. So Louisiana, 3.5% of their people speak French.
Okay.
The state of Maine.
I was close to Canada.
The state of Maine, 3.9%. That was the line of thinking there. That's okay. You still got to get the next two right, but you can do it. You ready, JT?
Okay. All right, I'm ready.
Ronald Reagan was the first U.S. president who ever had a divorce. Fact or crap, Roger Scott.
Listen to me on this one, JT. I know for 100% that is correct. He was the first president elected that had a divorce.
All right, what do you think, Steve Qualls?
Yes, and I think there's been three.
All right, Christian, what do you say?
Roger seemed very convincing. I feel like there was another, but I'll go fact with Roger.
Because the question was, I'll read it again. Ronald Reagan was the first U.S. president who had ever had a divorce. JT, is that fact or crap?
I'll say fact.
Ronald Reagan was the first U.S. president who'd ever had a divorce. Is a fact. You're on the board. You're on the board. One more. One more for the...
All right, this is it. It's down to scrotum cutting time.
I'm nervous, guys.
Trump and who else?
That's it.
No, there was three in there.
It's him. It's Reagan, Trump.
The reason people are calling, did we say something wrong, you think, Christian?
Maybe they're trying to get in line in case JT doesn't get...
I got you.
I thought that was a trivia question.
Well, you got Reagan.
It was Trump was the other one, I know. Maybe there are only two.
Well, I think because you got Reagan, Bush. Who is it? Clinton? Yeah, Bush?
None of those.
Obama?
Back in the day, you didn't get divorces. You just sent them to the farm or something.
Yeah, that's exactly what you did. Hey, in addition to Arkansas Municipal Equipment, you know, they also own Highway 270 Grill. If you want some really good grub, go by there and get that. But when it comes to refuse
only
recycling
two.
Equipment, that's the place to go is Arkansas Municipal Equipment. All right, this is it. This is it. Got to get this right, okay. JT, this for it. The All first ever giveaway of a Morning Mayhem mug, thanks to Design Lab. Here we go. Everyone in North Korea... named Kim Jong-un, had to legally change their name once he took power because it's illegal to have the same name as the supreme leader. Christian, is that fact or crap?
This is a guess. I do not know, but I will go fact.
All right, Steve Qualls?
I think that it's such a dictatorship over there, that's probably a fact.
Roger Scott, for the win.
Dude, just based on the fact that he is who he is, and if that's, I don't know, JT. I really don't know. So I'm just going to take a guess and say that is an arrogant thing for that guy to do. So I'll say yes.
Hi, JT. This is it for the mug, the first ever Morning Mayhem coffee mug giveaway. What's the answer?
Fact.
All right, let me read it. Everyone in North Korea named Kim Jong-un. I had to legally change her name once he took power because it's illegal to have the same name as the supreme leader is a fact. Yay! A fact. You have won the mug. You have won the first coffee mug. I wanted us to have a winner for the first time. That's great.
All right, guys. Awesome. That's great.
Well, yeah, you hold on. And Josh will tell you, Josh.
Hey.
Christian will tell you how to pick up.
Whoa. What happened?
I get Freudian porn clips out of the system.
Freudian slip. Freudian slip. But we do have more mugs to give away, and it's the one that Christian has that he can no longer have. It has to go to somebody else. Hold on, JT.
Okay.
Again, where do you live, JT? Okay. Where do you live?
Benton.
I live in Benton. JT in Benton.
Okay, that's JT in Benton. Oh, Here's the thing. We can't ship it to you, so you'll have to come in and get it. Can you do that, or are you an invalid?
Well, I'm an invalid, but I can.
Okay.
I can hobble down.
I just want to make sure. I want to make sure that tell you to come on.
Yeah,
I'll be able to come down there and get it. Yeah.
All right, unless I was to take it home with me and then meet you, but I ain't doing it. So go ahead, let him tell you how to do it.
I'm too dangerous. Yeah.
All right, thank you, buddy. Hey, thanks for listening, JT. We appreciate it.
Good job, JT.
Okay, guys, y'all have a good day.
Hold on.
All right. Next thing, Roger, we have to do, And I'll tell you what we'll do. Let's take an early break, Roger, and come back. We're going to do our Hawks Home movie review on one of the greatest guy movies of all time, Smoking the Bandit.
It is the guy movie.
We're not reviewing Washington, which is out in theaters next week.
No, we're not reviewing a movie 50 years in the making.
We'll see what tidbits of information Roger has or Christian has.
Yeah, how many Rotten Tomatoes? Is it a guy movie only, or is it a chick movie? We know it's only a guy movie, but it does have
somebody
that little hint of romance, so chicks do dig it.
And I think, if I'm not mistaken, it was up for an Academy Award, but not for anything. I think Jackie Gleason could have been best supporting actor.
He should have got one.
We'll have to go back and look who was it.
The breaking of the fourth wall. Is that what it's called?
Did he do that?
Is it third wall
or fourth wall?
He breaks the fourth wall at the very beginning.
Yeah.
Which one was he being chased,
and then he stops, looks at the camera, and drives off.
Wow, I didn't remember that. Let me tell you, after watching that, it just reminds me how big and how cool Burt Reynolds was at that time.
I'll be 100% honest with you. I think it should, because every football season, you've got to watch, you got to watch Rudy or Ryan song. Christmas, you watch Christmas Vacation, It's a Wonderful Life. I do honestly think that every child in this country should have to watch, especially in the South, should have to watch Smokey the Bandit at least once a year. Yeah.
You can make the argument it's the greatest Southern guy movie of all time. If you're a Southerner, if you're a Southern dude, you're all, I mean, what else would be, what's
how about
bigger?
Those Arkansas State Trooper cars that were in it?
I
mean, I
wonder how close they were to
he's coming out of Fayetteville and Highway 88, 82,
yeah,
whatever it is.
Yeah,
all of those things.
And how many Trans Ams were sold?
Oh, my gosh.
Kept Pontiac alive.
Watch the Texas Mountie doing in Arkansas.
Yeah.
That's awesome to hear.
That's
your
great
own
line.
State.
Yeah, and then back to your point on the car, too. Yeah, if you saw anybody that had that car, it's like, whoa.
Oh, yeah.
You're cool. You had to be pretty darn cool. And that thing, if you know, back then, again, I don't think about engines, but I don't know what horsepower. Is that 400 horsepower?
Yeah, it was a 402.
I bet you that sucker could run. Of course, it looked like they sped up the film.
They did.
Yeah.
They did. You could tell that it had been mimicked a little
100%.
Bit. 100%. They cleaned up. The screen was really clean.
And just looking at a few other things as well, we've been given a lot of credit, or as Rainwater would say, cutters. You know, to Melinda for being the deal in Arkansas Town, this station and all that. Shout out for no reason other than the fact that they won. Oakland Racing Casino Resort won Best Casino.
Of course. Yeah, very nice. Oakland,
and who was the best trivia host?
Roger Scott in Oakland Racing Casino, and the best trivia venue, Mainline Sports Bar, the Trifecta.
The home of Hey Siri.
Be right back.
Out of Bounds Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz is presented by D3 Auto Sales, Arkansas's number one independent used car dealership, specializing in level and lifted trucks. D3AutoSales.com.
This is SportsCenter.
World Cup action returns today as the quarterfinals get started with France and Morocco at 3 o'clock on Fox. The two nations met in the semifinals of the 2022 World Cup in Qatar, where France won 2-0. France is also 4-1-1 all-time in the matchup. Then the Las Vegas Summer League gets started up. Three former Razorbacks will play for the Orlando Magic in Audis Tony, John L. Davis, and Ricky Council. They'll be taking on the Hornets at 6:30 on Prime. The Jazz will play the Wizards at 8 o'clock on ESPN. Former Arkansas big man Jonas Adu is on Utah, as well as second overall pick Darren Peterson. Number one overall pick A.J. DeBonso will be making his summer league debut for Washington. And in the final game of the day at 10, Darius Aycove Jr. and the Kings will face the Clippers. That game can be seen on Prime. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network. David and Roger are hitting the road this summer, celebrating the Morning Mayhem Summer of Adventure presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs. Keep it on the buzz to find out where they're heading next.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
A mostly sunny, hot Thursday, a high of 97 in Little Rock, and in the heat index could reach 105. Be careful, be safe, drink plenty of water today. Plus, this afternoon, a slight chance of a shower or a thunderstorm. That's a 10% chance of rain, partly cloudy and warm tonight with a low of 77. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Hey, it's Randy Rainwater from Drive Time Sports. Join Rick Schaefer and I every afternoon on Arkansas's number one caller-driven sports show. We'll talk with great guests like Neil Atkinson from Bet Saracen, Trey Biddy, HogSports.com, Kevin Bohannon, and a whole lot more. It's all right here from 4 to 7 on 103.7 The Buzz.
With many convenience and grocery stores moving to mostly self-checkout these days, nowhere is it easier to shop than at your local Family Market. Because at Family Market, you're still greeted by friendly staff who provide the very best in customer service, ringing you up, bagging all your items, and making your shopping experience simple and easy, just the way it should be. And while you're enjoying that kind of service, you're saving money too. With your Family Market Rewards Card, you can save inside the store and outside at the pumps as well. And be sure to take advantage of Big Mondays. That's where mid-grade gas is the price of regular and premium is the price of mid-grade. That's real savings every single week. And all of this can only be found at Family Market. Serving communities in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Mayflower, Hot Springs, and Wooster. With a second Hot Springs location coming soon. And remember, if there's not a Family Market in your neighborhood, just look right over there. Mm-hmm. One's coming.
Farming demands well-built equipment. Kubota equipment. Well-built, proven for over a century. Tractors that get the job done right. Hay tools backed with a 2-year warranty. And Kubota Sidekick utility vehicles is where durability meets speed. And productive SVL track loaders. Visit your local Kubota dealer today for a demo or stop into River Valley Tractor online at rivervalleytractor.com for more information.
And Doug.
Limu and I created a trick to help you remember that you can customize your car insurance and save with Liberty Mutual. You see, the shirts Limu and I wear are yellow, and yellow is the color of lemons. And lemons grow on trees, and trees provide oxygen, and oxygen helps us breathe. And breathing is how you live, and you can live more life when you save money by customizing your car insurance. I agree, Limu. It's really quite simple. Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
What do parents think of back to school at Staples, where 24-pack Crayola crayons are just 50 cents?
Staples has folders, notebooks, and pens at great prices.
I'm smiling from ear to ear.
It's the most wonderful time.
Mom, I missed the bus of the year.
It's a wonderful time at Staples, where school supplies start at just 25 cents. Staples.
That was easy.
Visit your local Staples today or shop online and in the app. Ends 9/12. Exclusions apply.
Fence Brokers presents Razorback Graffiti every Monday with Morning Mayhem. One sentence to let the guys know how you feel about the Razorbacks from Fence Brokers going the extra mile.
Can't listen to the radio? Don't worry. You can catch Morning Mayhem live every day. Just download the 103.7 The Buzz app.
Yeah, I was watching the golf tournament in Memphis the other day. The sun was out, but off way off in the distance, which at might have been 5 to 7 miles, and you could see the black moving in. Mm-hmm. And they said the first time they saw lightning, air horns, boom, you're all, and a couple of the golfers were like, sun's out, come on, let's finish the hole. And they said, no, you're off the course.
Yep. I think there's a certain... like the thunder thing. When you hear thunder or lightning or whichever one you count, and you're going to hear the... What is it? You'll see... When you see lightning, count how many miles away is the storm. I think when you hear a storm, you know, I don't even know where I'm going.
What I'm saying is that...
Did you watch that?
The storm may be 10 miles away, but you can still be hit by the lightning from that storm that far away.
What an asset you are to our show.
Here's the thing. Let me say this. I'm saving one of them. If I had three wishes, I could go back. If I could have my hot tub time machine, first I'd go back and kill baby Hitler. Then I'd go back and I would take that day off.
Well, what's great is that Roger recognizes what he's got down there on his own. Crap!
That's a perfect example. Perfect example of me talking so I can hear myself.
Oh, my gosh.
You know why? Because I was tempted.
Roger's funny even when he doesn't intend to be funny.
Sing it if you know it.
But forget it all. I know I will. Tempted by the fruit of another.
That's...
Whoa.
The truth of uncovered.
You know, you're sitting there, Steve, and all of a sudden you hear an angel that pops into your ear can.
I wish I could pop something in your ear, Cam. You better not pass out in Atlanta.
All right, well, let's hit our Hawks Home Movie Review open, please.
It's time for the Hawks Home Movie Review. The guys on Morning Mayhem have watched a movie that you may love, and now they're going to either heap praise on it or tear it apart.
Yeah.
Thanks to Hawks Homes, offering custom-built and modular homes with more inventory than anyone in the state. To do business with the number one dealer, go to hawkshomes.net. Now, to the movie review.
Hey!
All right. Much to the chagrin, as Roger's mentioned, of our GM, Justin Aker, who cannot understand why we're reviewing movies that are 50 years old.
Because we're number one.
Yes, that's because we like talking about movies that we like.
Yeah.
And the top
I don't
want to
watch a movie. I mean, it's enough that I hurt your feelings when I tell you.
Why don't we do Night and Day, then?
Talk about the shooter.
Because I ran across Tom Cruise's name, and I like Night and Day.
Why don't we do The Shooter?
That was that. Listen, that's a great guy movie. Anyway, so Smokey and the Bandit, obviously, we've going back to Tommy with Tommy's, you know, Magic Days. It's been a staple for a movie guy, you know, guy movies. And so looking back at some of the information, it was 1977 when it came out, Roger. I know you were asking that. And then, of course, it started, they were trying to do this movie. What I saw was they tried to do it with Jerry Reed and Hal Needham, who was a stunt guy at the mm-hmm. time, couldn't get studios to do anything until he got Burt Reynolds. And so that changed everything. And then, of course, you know, the music. I read, too, where Jerry Reed apparently wrote that song just for this movie. Mm-hmm. And Hal Needham didn't respond. So Jerry Reed thought he didn't like it, so he said, I'll redo it. He said, no, mm-hmm. don't you touch a word. Turned out to be his biggest hit. Yeah, right? I would say, is there anything close to it for
Amos Jerry? Moses, probably second.
Yeah, Amos.
And I liked Amos Moses.
I like them all. Of the ones you just mentioned, that's my least favorite of Jerry Reed's.
And
song.
Did you catch the one part in the show where he says, I need to be in Nashville?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I didn't get that.
He was in the truck.
Yeah. But you think of Burt Reynolds, Sally Field, Jackie Gleason, Jerry Reed, Pat McCormick, Paul Williams, what is his name, Big Lil Enos?
Mike Henry.
Yeah, but
oh, no, listen, yeah, those guys. Those I mean, when you know that, what's the little guy's name?
Lil Enos?
Yeah.
Paul Williams.
Paul Williams, the writer that he was.
Oh, yeah.
The major yeah. songs, I can't tell you because I don't know, but I do know that he wrote some tremendous hits in the early 70s as well. And then the big dude, just a comedian.
Yeah, that's right. And then, you know, we're talking about the guy that was his son, Jackie Gleason's son. What's his name?
Mike Henry.
Yeah, Mike Henry was Tarzan in one of the series. I mean, and plays the dumb role, plays the dummy.
Burt Reynolds was like Clint Eastwood, like Adam Sandler, and you could probably think of a few other actors that have the same ensemble, John Wayne, that had the same ensemble of cast of characters.
Yeah, yeah.
In his, I mean, Mike Henry played with him in The Longest Yard, several other movies. You look at, what's his name, that played in Deliverance, also played the sheriff in White Lightning. So all these guys had him. Mike Henry's been in
the film. But if you look at the poster of this movie, it's Jackie Gleason, it's Burt Reynolds, and it's Sally Field. I don't know where Sally Field was. I didn't look at her movie history, where this ranked, I mean, where this was.
She was Gidget.
So she was already huge when she made this.
I don't know about how huge she was.
She did Sybil, I believe.
Was Sybil out? This made her because of that. Now, of all the characters, she's the only one still alive at 80 years old. Of the main characters, she's still alive.
Wow,
you might know her as Mrs. Lincoln.
She's
Lincoln.
She's good
in
that.
Or Forrest Gump's mama. I remember as the Flying Nun.
But the other thing on Burt Reynolds, you think about it, this was 77, so he already had Longest Yard in 74. He had White Lightning in 73. Yeah. He had Deliverance in 72. So he was already a monster star in the 70s.
Maybe the last movie that he did not get top billing.
And then Roger, too, you know him back. He was also, was it Bonanza? Was he in Bonanza?
No, Gunsmoke.
Gunsmoke, I'm sorry. Gunsmoke.
It was Quint. Quint, and he named his adopted son Lamont Anderson after that. Was he in a Twilight Zone?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
He was imitating Marlon Brando in the episode.
He was also in a TV show called Dan August, I think.
Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah. He goes on, he also does Gator.
Gary Reed's in Gator.
Semi-Tough.
Yeah, Gary Reed's Hooper. In Gator. Semi-Tough is, that's Terry Bradshaw.
And Sharky's Machine, I remember watching that one. Best Little Whorehouse in Texas, I remember that. That was one of my favorites.
Talk about a great soundtrack, that's it.
Stroker Ace.
Stroker Ace. Between Stroker Ace, Stroker Ace 2, and the Cannonball Run movies, Burt Reynolds. Burt Reynolds was at one point the highest paid actor for like 5 years running.
And then I remember
he was
when
roommate or they he
yeah. oh yeah I don't
him,
doubt that
him
yeah.
and like Clint Eastwood kind of go back and forth in the 70s as like the top bill.
And I think the story goes that he and Clint Eastwood were both told on the same day that they are horrible actors and will never make it. The Clint Eastwood, I think, had a big Adam's apple, and Burt Reynolds just couldn't act or something like that.
Well, they're kind of similar in their personas a little bit, more nonchalant, just kind of cool guys.
Now that you mention it, I guess if he was in any guy movie other than Dirty Harry, Clint Eastwood would have been in, Any Which Way You Can. Those are great.
You ever seen Thunderbolt and Lightning?
Thunderbolt and Lightfoot.
Lightfoot, yes.
Oh, absolutely. Fantastic.
Well, I tell you, I thought he was, his career was basically done by then. But 1997, he comes back and does Boogie Nights. And was he up for an Academy Award for that?
I don't know. He should have been.
He was. I think he was.
He won the, what's the one that goes before that? He won the award.
He won the Golden Globe.
Golden Globe. He did not win the Oscar.
Win the Academy.
That was probably his best acting job.
May have been, and I don't get it. I don't get it.
Can I tell you what I did?
As far as his best acting job, I didn't. I don't.
That or Deliverance.
Those are so good. It was good, Deliverance, man.
But so many other guys were very good in that. The last thing that he was in was The Last Movie Star or something like that.
Yeah.
And they show him Young Bird in Smokey.
Oh, that's
they show
right.
him beside
right.
Young Bird in Deliverance and all that. Pretty creepy, but a pretty good deal.
So, I didn't tell you this, but I tried to get him for the Touchdown Club. It was the anniversary of The Longest Yard, whatever the year was.
Right.
So, I reached out too. We hadn't talked about this.
Corso?
His movie role. TV role. And what was his TV show?
Evening Shade.
Oh, gotcha. Evening Shade. Yeah. It was produced by, or directed by.
Yeah, Harry Thomas.
So I called Harry and said, hey, I want to get Burt Reynolds. And he said, man, I'm going to be honest with you. He's really difficult to deal with right now.
And now that you hear about that more now, yeah.
Yeah, and so, I still sort of wish I'd have gotten it. But
he had to sell everything. You just wonder what was going on there. He had to sell his ranch. He had to sell all kinds of memorabilia and all kinds of stuff. How does that happen?
Also, he was a toupee guy.
Sure. Yeah, he was.
From Hot Springs.
His entire career.
We learned that the toupee was the hair transplant, right?
Yeah, Dow style.
It was not a toupee. It was a hair transplant, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
no,
I think it might have been both, but it was toupee.
I thought they
had like a really high quality one.
Oh, they all.
So that, I thought that guy was a hair transplant guy in Hot Springs.
He is.
He was.
But he did a toupee.
Maybe Bird didn't want one.
I didn't know that.
He was pretty much his entire career.
Yeah. But anyway, it was for us. You think back in 1977, he was so big and
it was huge, brother.
Yeah, and the premise of it is great. Fast cars,
muscle cars were big.
Hot women. Then I love how Roger, all the people were helping him out. They'd get on I'm the grave digger or whatever, the black family with the, what did he say?
Grave thief.
I thought it was grave digger.
It was something thief, I think.
Well, he was driving the court.
They were driving the hearse.
The hearse. And so what does Jackie Gleason say? Because he goes, he had too many friends. Good Lord.
Should have cremated him.
Yes, should have cremated him. You got the clip? Go ahead, play it.
Yeah, I'm trying to find which one to do.
By the way, Lee, we mentioned, I don't know if we did it on the show a couple days. Lee Corso was his roommate at FSU. Yeah.
We mentioned that yesterday.
Okay, I thought we did. Yeah,
man. Go ahead. Damn, he had a lot of friends, didn't he?
If they had a cremated the son of I could have been kicking up Mr. Bandit's ass around the moon by now.
Mr. Bandit, I love his interaction. He says, you're the hottest. I think at first Burt Reynolds goes, you're the best pursuer I've ever had. And he goes, well, thank you, Mr. Bandit. You're the best pursuee. And he goes, now that we've gotten over these blank, it's just.
He ad-libbed most of the stuff.
Yeah, Roger, you mentioned that the other day. Did you see the numbers? What they did, what the budget was, and what they
did? Yes.
Oh, it made a ton of money.
$4.3 million budget, and some say close to $400 million.
Yeah, no telling how. Yeah,
you would like to really know the difference. Now, they just protect movies as the volume of money. I want to know what the ticket sale was because
that's a big that's right.
It's the same thing
with Gone with the Wind.
Yeah, you're never going to get a right statistic because we bought tickets and tickets were maybe $1 it's $20.
Well, yeah,
and so it doesn't show the value of that movie.
You have to adjust that. Also, in the movie where they go, we're going to do it, and they're going to give us $80,000 today. $80,000 is just under half a million or half a million. So they say $500,000. That's a lot of money. So $80K back then was a tremendous amount.
Right. You want to double your money?
I forgot about the double the money at the end.
Double the money at the end.
Me and my boy like oysters.
The other thing, did you see, this puts it in perspective. It was the second highest grossing domestic film of 1977 behind?
Star Wars.
Yeah. It's Star Wars. I mean, the thing is, it just, yeah, as silly as a fun movie is it? Yeah, is it? And I just wonder, do a lot of women, when they watch this, they're like, this is the stupidest
thing. No, you know what? Because, again, it had a chick factor.
It did.
Have a little
You're
romance.
Right. She was fun.
So, and Burt Reynolds is hot. I mean, so chicks dig that, too. So it is a guy movie.
But
at
you're right.
Core,
no, you're right.
Core,
she was good. She's a guy. She's a girl's.
She could
she's
be.
She's a guy's girl.
She was,
yeah.
Listen, she's Forrest Gump's mom. She was Mrs. Doubtfire.
And what was her nickname in the show?
Frog.
There you go.
Well, hey, what is she? What did he say? She goes, do you ever take your hat off? Yeah. What does he take the hat off for, Steve?
Only one thing.
Only one thing. And which happened
you
a little bit later.
You want to take that hat off if you want
how about
to.
That? How about
great
that?
Chemistry in between them. And of course, we mentioned the car was the coolest ever at the time. Yes. If you saw one of those.
T-tops.
You saw one of those in the neighborhood. It was outstanding. Christian, anything you want to add to the movie?
I had some fun facts. I don't know where they went.
Okay, you can't find them? By the way, I'm going to Steve on this one because Roger probably knows it. What was the bandit's character's name in the movie?
I don't know.
I barely caught that.
I caught it one time. I went back.
Roger, you know what it was?
Say it again.
So what was his character's name in the movie? Not bandit, but what was his real
Bo
name?
Bo Darling.
Bo
Darling. Tux Liston, he said it cost $4.3 million to make. Burt Reynolds made $1 million of that, and one of the greatest movies of all time. That's from Tuck. There you go, Tuck. Shout out.
So the director was Needham, and he apparently lived in Reynolds' guest house for like 12 years. They barely ever ran into each other because their schedules were different. But,
Bobby Darn.
Sounds
like Baz and Pat.
Yeah, pretty much. He was a stunt man.
Yeah.
In Hollywood, and this was his first movie.
That's why they do a lot of those movies.
Yeah, well, didn't he make
Hooper and all
Yeah, he made all those other ones, didn't he? Once you got that one successful.
But, he wanted a Pontiac Trans Am for the movie. He asked for 6 from Pontiac. He couldn't get them. He got 4. And they didn't use 1977 Trans Ams. They used 76, and they altered them a little bit to try to look like 77 Trans Ams.
Huh. And they were all TA 6.6 cars.
You better stop it over
And
there.
He also asked for 4 Bonnevilles for Jackie Gleason's cars, but he only got 2. By the time Smokey and the Bandit 2 came around, he asked and received for 10 Trans Ams and 55 Bonnevilles.
I'm telling you right now.
I never watched 2 and 3.
You
never
can't
watched it.
Drive well,
you,
that on the road.
You have to. You've got there's some editing involved, and there's the one where Bandit has to go around.
Yes, on the ground.
And you can tell he's driving. Well, but he's not supposed to be driving at that point of the movie.
Right, and when he goes around, and he nails those, and then the sheriff comes around, and you can see him spin out, and then it stops. I guarantee you that big truck. I mean, there was some damage.
Could you
going
imagine
on.
How, well, how yeah, crazy it was?
Well, you could always look at the pavement because you can tell me how many times they had to try to get that stunt.
That's right. You're absolutely right.
The very first stunt, there were tracks everywhere. Yeah.
Christian, you were going to say something too?
Yeah, I was going to say at one point in the movie, Sally Field is driving the car, and she goes to pass
semis.
Goes to pass Jerry Reed. And you can see that Burt Reynolds is driving the car.
Oh,
at
you
that
caught
time.
That.
Yeah. Can I, and yeah, and then there was another thing. There's some really poor like dubbing in this movie where you can tell that they did not say the line at that time.
You
like
can't watch
it,
it edited. You just I refuse to do that.
Well, so the chemistry is so good between the chemistry with this thing. Jerry Reed and Burt Reynolds are great together. And then she's perfect for it in the role. And then Jackie Gleason is perfect. I think my favorite delivery for he was so good in so many different ones. But when he goes in that restaurant, he orders the Diablo
sandwich.
But when he's
Dr. Pepper.
But Roger, he's delivering his line while he's got a big pile
100%.
Of and it's funny.
It's bank robbery. Bank robbery.
And then he brings in his
shirt. He goes in his pants. Much obliged. I'm telling you right now, I swear to you that sounds like my dad 100% eating a bank boy. Bank robbery. Bank robbery, baby.
You know,
this dude, he wanted a man act. kidnapping. I don't think he had a permission.
You know he had to add a little bit. He had to go, hey, I want to do this probably with this sound.
He probably had the premise, like in Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Right.
Yeah. And he could go in there and go, you're going to go in here and this, and Bert's going to read his lines and you just do what you want to do. But Jackie Gleason in 1977 was a major star.
Yeah, he was. He'd been for a long time.
He was a major dude. Yeah.
All those old school comics doing stuff like that, like Jonathan Winters and Mad World, they were all good at doing that stuff.
Well, I don't know how much space, Roger, there was between Jackie Gleason's movie roles, between his other, but I hadn't looked him up to see which
were. Well, 61 was The Hustler.
Okay, so he obviously had done the... what was the TV show? It was so
The Honeymooners.
That was in the 50s,
but
right?
But he also had the Jackie Gleason show.
Had the Jackie Gleason show. He was huge.
All that too. So maybe that's where he and Bert knew each other from, maybe down in Florida as well.
He put out big band albems. He had... Yes, he had I've got them. The actual, sure. My mumsy had them.
I've heard them.
Anyway, so on a scale of 1 to 5, do we all, without doubt, give this... And only Christian might go below 5. And I'm going to start off by going... I'm going 5 Morning Mayhems.
5 Morning Mayhems.
I'll go 4 Morning Mayhems.
Oh, I knew it. I knew it, but couldn't get a 5 out of him.
I don't think it's a perfect movie, guys. I think there's some issues. But
every time I watch that movie, I'm entertained from the time I turn it on to the time I turn it off.
Every time I watch that movie, I want to give it more than a 5. And you say it's not a perfect movie.
Christian, it's not, in my opinion.
Christian Neighbor. I mean, Josh,
whatever.
Dude.
There's another fun fact.
What is a perfect movie?
Go ahead. What's the other fact you got?
His daughter, Alfred Hitchcock was a big fan of this movie, apparently.
Oh.
His daughter, Patricia, revealed that every Wednesday her father would screen films on the lot in his office. The last one he ever screened was Smokey and the Bandit, his favorite film for the last few years.
Yeah. The acting, and Burt Reynolds was such a cool superstar, guy's guy, athlete at FSU and all the things. And all right, Cosmo, remember he did the cover, the pullout?
He covered it all. Absolutely. Yeah. Christian, I'm looking up the Arkansas Times best neural surgeon. I want you to go see Dr.
I think what's really
Ali
fun
Christ.
About this movie is it's so heavily carried by Burt Reynolds and Jackie Gleason.
Yeah.
By their characters. Yeah. Charisma and all kinds of stuff, because there's barely any script and there's barely any plot.
Yeah, the last 30 minutes is really just driving cars. Yeah. That's all it is. I mean, there's hardly any dialogue. It's just them driving. But anyway, that's why it's a guy flick. Yeah. So I do want to thank Hawks Homes, Brian Hawks, Kevin Hawks. If you need something built, whether it be Lake House, Duck Club, they can help you do it. They can find you the land, manufacturing modular homes. You can go to hawkshomes.net. We appreciate them. 501-327-8025, hawkshomes.net. Steve, wasn't that too bad?
I love
you. Listen, you did your NASCAR report today.
I ain't even done it
yet.
Wait
a minute. We didn't really officially get that, did we? Well, we'll do that. Maybe we'll do that. We'll come back real quick. Maybe we'll do it tomorrow.
All right. Or we'll do it real short.
We don't want to short you. We don't want to short your segment. You already had one set NASCAR segment.
But here's the deal.
I just hope people are enjoying it.
He's an asset to our team.
He is an asset to our team.
He's an asset to our team.
You know what, Christian?
What an asset you are to our show.
You want to change it to ass hat.
I like The Longest Yard, Burt Reynolds movie, better than I like Smoking the
Bandit. Do you? That
one had more of a
two different
theme.
Grittier. Yeah.
It's two different movies.
They are. They're very different movies.
Well, you obviously like prison scenes.
Burt Reynolds was big in that, man.
Are we talking about the same thing?
Yes.
Here's the thing, Christian, to not give Smokey and the Bandit. First of all, hats off to you for not just sucking up to us. You are your own guy.
I'm going
to
be honest.
And I want you to be honest, and that's one of the reasons we debated on you. But for you to not get Smokey in the Bandit, and I don't want to hear anybody on, if you get on here, anybody on the text line and say, I agree with Christian about that, you will be blocked for a week, and the only thing you can do is listen to The Zone.
An 8 out of 10 is not a bad score.
What did he say? When I get home, I'm going to put your mama right in the mouth. No way you came from my loins.
For the glory.
For the fun.
For the money.
Mostly for the money. Classic. Treat somebody right.
If you haven't heard, Simmons Bank was recognized recently by Newsweek as one of America's best regional banks and credit unions, and by Forbes as one of America's best in-state companies. If you're looking for a new home, they're the folks you need to talk to. Let Simmons Bank help you make home ownership a reality and help guide you through the process of finding the home loan option that is best for you with competitive rates and personalized service. They've been doing it for over 120 years. They've called Arkansas their home. It started in Pine Bluff and has grown into a premier bank in the Mid-South. Simmons Bank makes banking easy, and now you can open an account with just a few clicks. Their most popular products can be opened online in just minutes. Take it from me. I'm a satisfied customer. No matter where you live, you can find a Simmons branch near you. They also know how to put on a major golf tournament. The Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens 2 years in a row has won best tournament on the tour. So tip of the hat to them. Gives a lot of money to charity. You got to try them out. With almost $30 billion in assets, Simmons Banks continues to grow, but they'll always be local. Join me and many others in making Simmons Bank your bank.
This is Justin Acree. If shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, the fellowship-trained physicians at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health are here to help. They offer advanced care for injuries, arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and more, helping you feel better, move better, and get back to everyday life. Call 501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
Willie D's Dueling Pianos has not moved yet. They're still rocking right here in the Little Rock River Market. Dueling Pianos upstairs, DJs downstairs with food and drinks every week. Reserve and learn more at WillieD'sPianoBar.com.
Come and get your Willie on.
This is the Pigskin Preacher bringing you the word. Every time I see a dog wearing one of those cones, it's always funny. But as our insanely energetic hound Mavis has been wearing one since her surgery, it's actually rather sad. She keeps looking at me with the expression, "Why are you making me wear this? I hate it." Every dog wearing the so-called cone of shame wears that look of betrayal. I've dreaded that I had to do this, and I've tried to make it up to her by bringing her some Chester's chicken from Doubleby's, which of course covers a multitude of sins. If you know someone who's been wearing the cone of shame, stop by a Doubleby's near you for a peace offering. It might be a snack or one of our homemade sandwiches, catfish on Fridays, hamburgers, pizza, cookies. The list goes on and on. Doubleby's. It's where you gas it, grab it, and go. That's Doubleby's.
Pat Bradley joins Randy and Rick each week, courtesy of Razorback Camper Sales in Hot Springs, where you can get a 20-foot Salem starting at $14,990 during their 2026 liquidation sale. Find them online at RazorbackCamperSales.com.
You can't always see what's in the air, but dust, allergens, contaminants, even mold could be affecting your health. Learn about air quality testing at RainbowRestores.com. When the unthinkable happens, damage from smoke, water, fire, mold, or just poor air quality, let Rainbow Restoration fix your home or business. With their 24/7 rapid response, you'll get your life back on track fast. RainbowRestores.com. Rainbow Restoration. They restore, you recover. Services performed by an independently owned and operated franchise.
Chris Crane Dodge Jeep Ram of Hot Springs presents the Spa City Classic, Arkansas's largest indoor pickleball tournament. Over 150 different age groups and skill levels will compete this July 30th through August 2nd inside the Hot Springs Convention Center. Go to pickleballtournaments.com and view all the details on the Spa City Classic, sponsored by Washtaw Bar and Grill and Comfort Inn and Suites. Entry deadline July 15th. Go to pickleballtournaments.com and enter today. Shipments of spring and summer fashions are arriving at Bell & Sword. That means swimwear from Saks, Peter Millar golfwear and shirts, Johnny O's store within a store. Be sure to check out the Faraday line and Martin Dingman shoes and leather goods. So hurry in for a great value on quality men's clothing at Bell & Sword for your spring and summer items. And you'll look fantastic. Bell & Sword, 1011 Oak Street in downtown Conway on Facebook and Instagram.
Tune in to Out of Bounds each Monday for Weekend Recap, brought to you by Fleet Management Services. Serving Central Arkansas for over 20 years, they're your small to mid-sized fleet specialist that also takes care of our fleet at Signal Media. Fleet Management Services is now hiring for loop tech, tire tech, and light maintenance. 8 paid holidays and paid vacation, paid health insurance, and 401k. Pay depends on experience and signing bonus. Apply in person at 901 East 8th Street in Little Rock.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, the self-proclaimed best singing radio show in the country.
Kashipi.
We are the best singing radio show in the country. By the way, we left off Lonnie Anderson. Somebody said that you guys didn't mention Lonnie Anderson.
She wasn't in that movie.
No, but she was. It was him and her, right? They were a hot item for a while.
They were married.
Yeah, were they? I can't remember.
I did say Lonnie Anderson. I said when you talked about him being in Gunsmoke, his character's name was Quint. He and Lonnie Anderson adopted a baby. They named him Quint.
It was a really ugly divorce, right? It was bad. It was a bad deal.
You hear Sally Field talk. She doesn't talk very flattering about her relationship
with Bert.
Post relationship.
Yeah, but he was in a bad place, it sounded like.
Hey, listen, he was the highest paid actor in Hollywood for a number of years. I don't know where the bad investments come along. And again, maybe it's how much money you've got to have, but he had to sell everything. There was a time when he got real sick and had lockjaw or something and couldn't eat. Yeah. People thought he had AIDS.
He looked bad at the end.
He was 80 years old.
Really dried up.
Well, he's
80 years old.
I'm talking about mid-80s.
Steve Qualls, thanks so much for hanging out today. A lot of fun.
Stevie.
Thanks for the mugs. We love the Morning Mayhem mugs. They'll be available in a couple weeks online. We'll do that. We'll get you back tomorrow by phone to do your official NASCAR segment. Then we hit the road to Atlanta Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
We'll go by your place.
The adventure begins. Roger, you won't go by my place. Getting ready.
You'll be on 270.
Getting ready to head to Mena.
She'll drive by.
If you know people down there, tell them we're going to be at the Skyline Cafe about 12:30, Roger. Is that right? Two and a half hours.
It depends if I've got a potty before we leave.
And if we get a little help from Smokey and the Bandit.
If we call ahead.
I'm
going to walk into the Skyline.
19. I'm with the skitty skat.
Roger, I'm
westbound and down.
Just have an empty bottle next to you. So nobody's going to pay attention. No one's sitting next to you that's worried about it.
It's not a bottle that I need.
Phil Elson joins us. What's up, Phil? How are you?
I'm great. Good to see you, David.
What's going on in the show, bud?
Back to the World Cup today. Got the group, the round of eight that is starting with France and Morocco. We've been talking a lot of soccer. Justin Verlander announced his retirement.
We talked about that earlier today. Yeah.
This is the last of the 200-game winners.
Yeah, I say we'll never see that again. I heard Rick Schaefer talking about that.
What's that?
What's Scherzer at?
Scherzer's over 200. These are the last two.
Okay.
This won't happen again.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, just think, he's at, what, 260?
So never see
a 300, never see the strikeouts.
I don't even think you'll see a 200-game winner again.
Yeah, and that's somehow that's changed the game. Yeah. We were talking about Cy Young, or Rick Schaefer was yesterday, and... Yeah, the game's changed. Same thing with Cal Ripken. You never can see anybody play 2,500 games.
The thing about, and what this shows me, is there are fewer metrics that pitchers can point to in terms of how they tabulate something to point to that they can use for negotiating tactics to get a better contract. Batters have all these numbers they can point to. Pitchers have fewer numbers that they can point to, and they compile fewer innings. So it's a ploy by the owners to lower contract values for the pitchers, but I think it helps them.
Yeah, just different era of the game than it used to be. So Phil, have a great show. Thank you so much. Steve, thanks again, buddy. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Great job, Raj. Great job, Christian.
Yeah, man.
Gotta pay off Christian for his great work today.
Christian, I'd say, I don't know about great job. Four. I've been asking him. I said, you give him a high four? You know what he tells me? I would have given him a high four. I gave him a four. Damn it! I can't argue with you.
Scale of 1 to 5, what do you give Smokey the Bandit, Phil?
Probably a 4.2.
Wow,
especially the changeover scene when Sally and Bert change over in the driver's seat. Right. No, there's no scene like that in movies.
Yeah, I remember
that.
Well,
we're going to be doing that on the way to Mena.
That's right.
Be in the buzz truck.
Yeah. You're going to be facing David or facing the road?
Yes.
Skyline Cafe, Roger, here we come.
And hell's coming with us. Troop K, watch out for us.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver. Real quick, don't let joint pain ruin your summer. Seriously, if your knees hurt every time you get up, your back aches after 10 minutes outside, or your shoulders are keeping you from golfing, swimming, gardening, or whatever you love doing this time of year, you need to check out QC Kinetic.